What, with a little help from my friends, 6 minutes to nine. Every year in the UK, more than 1 million people learn to drive. There's a never-ending supply of youngsters getting behind the wheel for the first time. And although the driving test is tougher than ever, we hear all too often of teenagers driving too fast and becoming involved in avoidable accidents. Of course, not every young driver who has a bump is at fault. Our roads are busier and faster than ever. Learning to drive these days means tackling lots of traffic. It must be difficult for learner drivers to build up their confidence, but my next guest does his best to help teenagers prepare for their driving career and get into good habits before they take the test. Steve Johnson runs the Under 17 Motor Club Northwest, and his members have a busy week ahead. Morning, Steve. Just tell me a little bit about the club.
Yeah, the Under 17 Motor Club has evolved by people involved in motorsport for the last 30 years, and we've actually founded in 2011, and we joined the Association of Northwestern Car Clubs, and we're part of the Motorsports Association, which has 750 motor clubs as part of it, our governing body, the Motorsports Association. So we primarily try to direct young people into safe driving skills and the fact that they can work with us for 3 years before they even get to 17.
So you're looking for members from about 14 then, are you? Yeah.
We really want the members to join us at 14 so that we can embed the safe driving skills, but also we can teach them the attitude, the correct attitude to have as a passenger in a car. And the other thing that we ban on all our courses are mobile phones. Let's embed the safety message that a mobile phone is killing probably more people now than drinking drugs on our roads. So let's get that message across.
Now, in America, of course, driver education's taught in schools in an attempt to prepare youngsters for life on the road. Do you think we've fallen behind in comparison?
Well, our club is actually doing that. We want to work with schools and take this project into the schools. We actually do PHSC sessions with schools, and we offer them our Pre-Driver 1 course, which is with dual-control cars, with driving instructors, if they want to take it up. It is available.
Thinking back a few years to when I passed my test, Steve, and I learned to drive, I mean, the test was very different then, wasn't it? Do you think that tougher tests are necessary? After all, you know, many new drivers will encounter on the roads. The people who encounter those new drivers will, like me, have passed their test many years ago.
Well, I think we all should look at brushing up our skills. Yeah. I personally, myself, in the last 4 or 5 years with some of the work I've been done, has brushed up my skills. I've actually read the Highway Code too many times for my own good. But there's some good lessons in there. And every one of us should be looking forward to developing our skills. And if you don't learn anything in the day, what's the point in getting up?
I mean, the club runs lots of events. There's a couple of interesting things coming up this week. And today, in fact, tell us about today's event.
Yeah, we've got 8 young people coming today to the M65 Junction 4 services, and they're doing our Pre-Driver 2 driving course, our production car auto test course with the motor club. And that allows them to drive their own cars at 14 years of age. The parents will help them and prepare them or whatever. And it's costing them £25 only for a day's driving the car around a controlled course in and out of Cornes. And that's what's happening today. Now, we have another event tomorrow where the adults are coming as well and doing their auto solo event alongside our junior drivers. So the junior drivers can actually see a benchmark of their driving skills as against their peers and the older members of other motor clubs as well.
I mean, is there a lot of enthusiasm with the youngsters for these events?
Well, where else can they actually drive safely and legally to do this sort of thing? And that's what we're trying to do, get the safety message across. It's available out there for very little money, and you don't have to have a lot of money to get involved in motorsport. This is grassroots motorsport at its best.
And I know your members are involved in a big charity show next Friday, raising funds, I think, for the East Lancashire Hospice.
Yes, that's right. We're partners in the event. The big fundraising event starts at 6 o'clock with Paul Swift's show at the Blackburn Services, and our members will be driving around from 5:15, and we are the support act. Our members will be showing what driving skills that they can get. And Paul, of course, is a former British Championship, and I met Paul and worked with him for several years in the British Championship as a former competitor of it myself. So that's what we're trying to do, get the safe driving skills across and the safety. It's got to be done on the track, not on the streets where you and I live. That must not happen with our young people. But there are outlets safe, and they won't get pulled for it because that's where they should get rid of the testosterone release.
And of course, a lot of youngsters will be interested in this. Can people just come along and have a look? Can they get more information from you?
Yeah, today, no problem at all. A couple of websites to have a look at. The Under 17 Motor Club. All you need to do is Google U17MC and you'll see us. Have a good look around the website. There's another good one for the Northwest called anwcc.org. That's an association of Northwestern car clubs, and there's over 100 motor clubs members of that. And we work with those clubs because our members go to their events, their members come to our events. So it keeps the sport cheap and cheerful.
Thanks very much indeed for joining us, Steve Johnson, on the programme this morning. If you do want more information, it's a great idea, that is, to get it sort of the youngsters educated before they go on to the roads. Then do call the BBC Radio Lancashire Help Desk, 0845 305 9000. 0845 305 9000. Steve Royal on the way. There's No Place Like Home. His chapter on the big book this week is Home. And of course, the second.